Congratulations to you and your guys, not only for earning another spot into the playoffs, which is familiar ground for your team, but winning another Battle of the Blue trophy over Delaware. Before we start getting into the playoffs, just talk about your team's performance in that win on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you know the history, Rob, behind that game, and it's our rivalry game. So our guys came out ready to play. It was a nice crowd. Both teams seemed pretty energized and emotional when the game started, and a lot of energy in the stadium, which was great to see. Good crowd. They brought up a nice group of people from their side. We had a great home side as well. So, and it was a typical game. We jumped out on them early, and then I think they scored the final three. It was 21-0. Then they scored the final three touchdowns in the first half, and they did that in all about 7 total minutes to get those three scores. So we threw an interception right before half, which kind of put our defense back on the field when we shouldn't have done so. And then they had 2 plays later got their Marcus Yarns out of the backfield, kind of down the sideline, kind of messed up our coverage there. But anyway, 21-21 at halftime. So we came out, started really well. And had the momentum, and then we gave the momentum right back to them and went into halftime 21-21. And fortunately, we came out and were able to put a drive together to start the second half. They tied it up again, and then we were able to create some much needed turnovers really later in the game that kind of put us in great position and secure the victory with points in the fourth quarter and holding them out of the end zone. So, the wind was a little bit of a factor, primarily in the kicking game. Didn't really affect the passing game that much, but going in one direction, they had the wind in the fourth quarter with the score tied. So I think they probably feel pretty good about that. But that's when we got a turnover and an interception that gave us a short field. And then shortly after that, they bobbled a snap from shotgun and we were able to recover it. Ethan Potter jumped on it, and we had another great field position opportunity and got those extra 10 points we needed to secure the victory. So, but typical Delaware Villanova game, very physical, a lot of emotion, back and forth. Like I said, 21-0 became 21-21 in a hurry. And then going into the fourth quarter, it was still tied up. So you had 15 minutes left to see who could outlast the other. And thankfully, we came out on top.
We have Villanova head coach Mark Bronte. If you have questions for him this morning, you just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. Mark, obviously, when you got that win, you would have felt good about getting the playoffs. Second year in a row, third now in the last 4 years. A lot of familiar faces, especially on your defense, that have been through this before. How much does that help going into this week?
Well, I think it definitely helps, the fact that we do have a lot of older guys, especially on that side of the ball, that have been in a playoff situation before, and I think it's also helpful and a positive to be able to be at home and those types of things. So we're looking forward to it. It's the first time I think from talking with Dean, 08, 09, and 2010 is the last time we had consecutive back-to-back playoffs. So we're fortunate and feel blessed to be able to have the opportunity to be in the playoffs this year after, being in the playoffs last year. To go back-to-back playoffs is a awesome opportunity for our team and really speaks a lot for how our staff, handled this year and how our players, performed this year. So we're real excited to have the opportunity to not only be in the playoffs, but also host a playoff game.
Your defense allowed just 7 points, as you talked about, in the second half against a really high-powered Delaware offense. What were you able to do so well, and how much are you looking to maybe lean on those guys here as the playoff run begins?
Yeah, the defense is really why we're where we at. They've really held us into a lot of games, and offensively, I still think we're still getting a little better, as you have seen with the last couple weekends, as far as scoring more points than maybe in the middle of the season. But I don't think we did too much differently, really, to be honest, in the first us in the second half than we did in the first half. We just had those opportunistic plays where we're able to, get the interception, force the ball on the ground, and come up with some fumbles. So just gave us a great opportunity to set the offense up in some short field situations, and then the offense was able to convert those opportunities into points. So really, it wasn't a change of plan at halftime. There really wasn't a whole lot being talked about at halftime as to, how we're going to stop this or do more of that. It was really just going out there and executing at a better level and making sure we covered the guys when they're, running the routes and really getting the ball out when we had the opportunity to do so. And, they had the miscue there with the fumbled snap, but our guy was in position to get on the ball before they could recover it. So it was just more opportunistic than it was making changes, to be honest.
That question. JT, go ahead, JT.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. I just wanted to have you talk a little bit about how different it is when you don't know who you're playing a week ahead of time, as it is in a regular season. You know what the schedule is in a regular season, but you don't know till Sunday afternoon who your opponent's going to be for that next week. How different is your preparation in that type of situation?
As far as different preparation, the preparation's going to be the same. You're just behind in your preparation. You have to, normally when you walk in on a Sunday, you have a lot of the games other than the one that the team that you're playing previously played, but you have a lot of other stuff broken down. This one here is it's just going to make for a lot longer and later Sunday night, which it did last night, and a longer and later Monday, which we have an opportunity to, get back on it today. So it just delays your preparation. Our preparation really is our preparation. We're not changing our schedule per se from a player's perspective. They still came into the training room on Sunday, got some of the kinks out in the weight room on Sunday. Monday is our regular day off, so they're off today, but guys are in and out watching film on their own. And so really from a player's perspective, there's not a whole lot of change. It just makes our staff work a little later on Sunday, Monday, and probably heading into Tuesday just to catch up, especially against someone that we, are overly familiar with.
Well, if I can just quick follow up to that, tell me what you see. I'm interested in your thoughts on EKU on a very quick turnaround here and what you see from them.
Well, from my perspective and what I had to do yesterday, I'm still behind from a watching their offense and defense. Our staff has been, sequestered in their rooms, and the coordinators have been watching offense and defense. I've been trying to study some of their special teams. That's where I start and spend a little bit of my time. So what I do see is similar to last week, their kickoff guy seems to have a lot of touchbacks. So as far as a kickoff return unit, we might not have too many opportunities there as far as bringing the ball out of the end zone. And that's kind of exactly what happened last week with Delaware. But what I see on film, looking at their special teams unit, they have a lot of athleticism. They have a lot of guys that look long and very athletic. They look like they fly to the football, and they look like they play a pretty aggressive style, at least in a lot of the special teams that I'm watching right now. I'll get on to some offense and defense and talk to our coordinators. They've been spending the bulk of yesterday afternoon into the evening and obviously all morning this morning trying to, look at the scheme and all those types of things. So I'm not in great position to give you a great answer on that right now, other than they look very athletic, they look long in a lot of positions, and they look like they get after the football on both sides of the ball. I know they have a 1,000-yard plus rusher. I know they have some balance in their attack from what I'm seeing statistically on paper, but paper doesn't tell you everything. You got to get on the film and go from there and try to get a better evaluation from that perspective.
Mark, before I let you go, just you touched on the offensive improvements, 33 points against Monmouth, 38 against Delaware. What have you seen over the last couple of weeks where that unit's starting to clip a little bit for you?
Well, we're able to have more balance. We're able to get Connor back involved in the run game a little bit more because, in that middle stretch there, he had an ankle that got rolled up in Stony Brook. So there was some middle a part of the season where he was hampered a little bit. But right now, he seems to be pretty fresh. And we got all those freshmen up front and freshmen in the backfield that are now 12 games into a season as opposed to, three, four, and five games in a season when you're in that middle stretch. So I think our freshmen are no longer freshmen, redshirt freshmen. They got a lot more experience under their belt now. So I think we're just starting to maybe have a little more consistency and a little few more, less mistakes with some of the young guys that we're playing primarily on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for doing this here.